Each week, the JX looks around Southern Oregon and Northern California to learn about one city or town in our listening region. Today, we're talking with Chris Deiters. She's the mayor of Red Bluff, California. Welcome to The Exchange, Mayor Deiters.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So where is Red Bluff?
Red Bluff is located about an hour and a half to 2 hours north of Sacramento and about one half hour south of Redding, California.
Okay, so tell me about it. The size, population, demographics?
We are about 7.56 square miles, population a little over 14,000, about 14,300. We're a fairly old city, actually. Our history has a lot to do with the Victorian era. We're known as the Victorian city on the river. The Sacramento River runs right through the city, and it's one of our greatest assets.
Are you located right along the I-5 corridor?
Correct.
Okay, and near the Sacramento River, or the Sacramento River runs through your city?
The Sacramento River actually runs through the city.
Oh, sounds like it's picturesque.
It is very picturesque here. It's a city that is sometimes neglected. People drive through, but they should really kind of stop and take a look at the city. And we have some good restaurants here, some great neighborhoods to drive through, because a number of them are Victorian. There's some gorgeous housing here as well.
Why is it
so
called?
We always welcome people to stop and see the city and enjoy. We have a lot of parks, actually, as well, which sit on the river. So there's those kinds of activities as well. We're also home to one of the largest rodeos in the country that happens every spring.
Well, that's interesting.
So we're very proud of that as well.
I don't think of Victorian and rodeo in the same thought.
I know, right. It's a diverse city, I'll say that.
So why is it called the Victorian city?
Because it was developed, actually, in the Victorian era in the 1800s. It's my understanding, Red Bluff grew out of not only agriculture, but also the fishing industry and so forth and so on. So anybody interested in the history of Red Bluff can certainly find it available. But it is, again, it's a very quaint city, we welcome anybody to stop and visit with us.
Do you know how the city got its name, Red Bluff?
You know, actually, I don't. I suspect because it's the bluffs that are around. There's, you know, we do have a mountainous area as well. But past that, I can't tell you.
So when did you move there and why?
I moved here. I actually moved to Tehama County, which is our county, in 1987. I was actually born and raised in Portland, moved to the Bay Area, and all my family remained in the northern part of Oregon and Washington. And I used to drive through here frequently to go visit. I lived in San Jose, and I always thought it was a beautiful area. It really is, but I always came through like fall and early spring, and it was always gorgeous here when I came through. And I thought, wow, I'd like to live in that area someday. And thought, why do I want to wait until I'm retired or what have you? And decided to move here. Since I've been in Tehama County, I've lived in this city all but 4 years of being here.
So what's your background?
My background is, again, I was born in Portland, raised in Portland for a short period of time. Then my folks moved to the Seattle area. We moved there until I was about 18. Moved to San Jose. I went to San Jose State University, spent a little time in Southern California, moved back to the Bay Area. My professional life when I was in the Bay Area was actually in the computer industry. When I moved here, It was difficult, to be honest with you, to find a job. It took me 5 months, and I finally ended up in the title and escrow business, and that has been my primary career since I've lived here. I spent about 4 years in the mortgage lending business, and my background is... one of political awareness, social awareness. I was raised in a family that cared about issues, who thought it was important to contribute to where you live. And I decided in 2018 that I wanted to run for the Red Bluff City Council.
What prompted that?
Pardon me?
What prompted you to run for city council?
Some of the problems that I saw in the city, because I'd lived here a long time, I felt like some of the issues were not being addressed, and I had kind of a gut feel that some of that had to do with internal issues in the city that, you know, from the outside, you are not necessarily exposed, particularly then, to really the functioning of city government. So I decided to take a chance and run, and luckily I won. And I have been on the council since 2018. Of those years, I've been mayor for 4 years and mayor pro tem for 2 years.
So tell me about the governing structure of your town.
The city is a city manager-driven city. Okay. The mayor is not. It's appointed by the city council. So I have felt honored that the different councils I've sat on have had their confidence in me to represent them and the city well in the ways that I do. The internal issues that we had, my opinion, was at the time who we had as a city manager, additionally, who also was the city attorney, which I also felt was a conflict of interest for some time. So eventually we did make the changes that we needed to make internally. New city manager, new city attorney. We actually had full-time department heads, which we did not have for some time, and also replaced some of the department heads. So with those changes, which really happened about 3.5 years ago, it took that long, the city is in much better shape and is more proactive in the things that we need to be proactive in. That is not to say it's perfect, because it's not. We have some of the same issues that everybody else has, infrastructure issues, particularly streets. We have an older sewage treatment plant, water treatment plant that we are going to be taking care of soon. But we are also limited in the revenues that the city receives, and our revenues have been flatlined for about the last 3.5 years. It just never changes. So that said, we have the financial struggles that other cities and counties do. The county here also struggles financially. So we have to be creative, and sometimes we don't get things done as quickly as we'd like to, but simply it's because we don't have the finances to do that.
My guess is Chris Deiters, mayor of Red Bluff, California. Mayor, it sounds like your city went through a positive restructuring, and now you're working on some of the core issues like infrastructure, water, sewage, roads, and things of that nature. Is that right?
Correct.
So what's the city's budget?
I'm sorry, could you ask that again? I'm kind of losing you just a little bit.
What's the city's budget?
The budget varies, and we just went through the budgeting process. luckily that we are not in a situation where we are running in the red. We have depleted some of our reserves, but we still have, I think, for the time being, a reasonable amount in our reserves. If that does not change in the next year, then we're going to have to see if we're going to have to make some changes and restructure some of the plans that we have. The bulk of our budget, quite frankly, the revenues that we have, it goes to the police department and the fire department. We had passed a measure a few years ago. It was a 0.25-cent sales tax increase to help fund both of those departments, along with the Parks Department, which has been extraordinarily helpful to keep us as fully staffed as we can be. We are anticipating that there's going to be a Citizens Street Initiative on the June ballot, which will increase the sales tax in the city by 1%. And all of those funds will go specifically to renovations of streets. We did a study. We had a company do a study for us about 2.5 years ago. And they looked at every street in the city and came up with roughly about $250 million to $300 million to fix every street in the city, which is just not a possibility for us. Because out of our sales tax, which is currently 7.5%, the city only retains 1.25% of the sales tax revenues. The rest goes to the county and the state. Same thing applies to property taxes. For property taxes collected on properties in the city, we retain about 22.9%. The rest goes to the county and to the state. And it makes it difficult to budget properly for some of the things that that we need to do, because our variables are in that sales tax and some other things as well.
So, Mayor, tell me, what's your vision for Red Bluff?
I don't see it changing much unless that we have more business development here. One of the issues I see for the city is that we need to decide what we want to be that overflows into the county as well. People like the small town environment, so forth and so on. That said, it has its drawbacks. If you don't want to grow, you're not going to increase your revenues. We also need to be mindful when we are trying to attract businesses here of the skill set of our labor force. It doesn't do any good to bring in new businesses that are simply going to bring in their own staff, and jobs remain an issue in this city and in this county. So my real feeling is that we need to decide what we want to be. Maybe we can do two things at once, but frankly, it needs to be somewhat of a compromise to have the city grow sufficiently, which again kind of overflows into the county as well, to increase the services that we can provide to citizens. That's a hard argument to make these days. Nobody wants to pay more taxes. Nobody wants a lot of other issues coming into the city. But we I think, are at that point of we need to decide what we want to do and how we want to do it.
Okay.
We've laid the structure in the city the last 3 years so that we're positioned to be able to attract certain kinds of businesses here. But again, it kind of depends on what the citizens here want to see and what kind of jobs that we can make available.
We're going to have to leave it there. That's all the time we have for this segment of the JX. Thank you, Mayor.
I appreciate your time.